All right, so just make sure to be right on top of that microphone. Ice cream cone licking distance. Don't lick it, especially in the age of coronavirus. No. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Ellie Vaughn from Phoenix Fruit Farm in Belchertown. I have a regular contributor to the show, Good Ben Clark, fruit farmer from Clarkdale Fruit Farm in Deerfield, and they are a multi-generational farm, like hundreds of years growing fruit. But you, Ellie, have an interesting and exciting story as you're new to this in the last just 10 years. So what gets you from whatever you were doing before to say, I'm going to become a fruit farmer?
That's absolutely true. I am a first generation fruit farmer. I grew up in Andover, Mass. My family are not farmers. I have been farming for about 12 years now. A lot of my background is in organic vegetables. Mm-hmm. Working at various organic farms. I fell in love with the lifestyle. You know, when I was in college, I did some woofing. I traveled around to different places in the U.S. I worked on a couple of different small organic farms.
That's what woofing is, by the way. It's like traveling via farming.
Yep. And you get like a stipend, maybe, you know, from room and board, food, do a few weeks here, a couple months there. Get some experience, help out some other local farms that have very intensely seasonal labor needs. And I just loved it. I loved working hard, growing my own food. It really transformed my relationship with food. I've had such a deeper respect and excitement about cooking meals with food that I had grown and sharing that experience with, you know, customers, with friends, with family. I just thought it was what a great way to live. Mm. What an honest way to live. That's what brought me into farming in general. And then into orcharding, you know, my first year managing an orchard, it just struck me how different the energy is around orchards versus a vegetable farm. Those trees, you know, they're decades old. You know, you're planning a planting for not just for that season, but for many, many years to come. It's just a whole other level of commitment and reward. And I love it. I just love it so much.
At CESA, we've been working with you since you've started, and it's just been incredible to me, both your courage, you're willing to take risks with a beginning farm operation, and just how much you are doing. And I'd love for you to just share, like, first year, second year, you know, how you've been growing your farm business.
Well, in a nutshell, I mean, our first year, I came in with a lot of mature fruit trees on the farm that I had purchased, so I set to the task of mainly wholesaling all of those. Many acres. There was like 35 acres of apples, 5 acres of peaches, just already there and producing. So we did pretty much entirely wholesale that first year and a little bit of pick your own. And then in the second year, we ramped up the pick your own. I quadrupled the traffic in the second year compared with the first year, you know, getting people up there to pick. And once people got up there and they saw the views up there, they were like, this place is incredible. Now we have a very small but loyal contingent of returning pickers every year now. And they're like, we love picking here. They come almost every week. And now we've started doing pick your own peaches as well as apples, and that helped to ramp up the traffic more in our third year. And we also opened a farm stand down on 181 in Belchertown around the corner from the farm. That store opened in July and it went really, really well.
But what does a farm stand do in New England when it is the wintertime? Now we're just coming out of it, but still orchards are not producing fruit just yet.
That's true. There are a lot of local products still available in the winter. We also have our own kitchen in the store, and our most popular items have been the convenience foods, like our lunch wraps to go, our entrees, like the lasagnas, the meatballs, the shepherd's pie, mac and cheese, things like that. People like to grab something and bring home and eat. That was like a really large category of sales for us, and I said, this is something we can do all year, so let's try it out. Let's try being open, you know, keep our regular traffic. We do have a lot of people right in the neighborhood who come in every day for their coffee, and I don't want to lose that, you know, I don't want to interrupt that shopping habit. So I thought it might be worth it to try to just keep it open. I think a lot of people were surprised that we stayed open and weren't expecting that. But now that they're learning that we're a year-round store, I think that in the following subsequent winters, we're going to do a little better.
And I'm sure one of the hot items that Ellie Vaughn has at Phoenix Fruit Farm in Belchertown's farm stand, it's before us right now, which is these delicious looking cider donuts.
Made with local cider, hand cut. I've been told that they're the best cider donuts in the valley. That's just some of my customers.
I bet a lot of people are going to give you a run for the money with that one. We should have a cider donut like competition.
There should be.
Take one, Phil.
Don't mind if I do.
See how I didn't touch it? We're in the era of don't touch. The other thing I love about Ellie that came to discovery, pun intended, off the air was that when I gave her the Live Long and Prosper symbol, we got into a big deep dive about
nerding out really hard on Star Trek.
On Star Trek, and especially,
I love that.
Especially the new Picard. So a Trekkie and a new fruit farmer at Phoenix Fruit Farm in Belchertown, Ellie Vaughn and Phil Corman.
All I got to say is this donut is really good. Local cider does it every time.
And these have like a texture, like a crispiness to them.
Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So,
Yep. Freshly made this morning. We make them fresh every day. I got an old-fashioned donut fryer. I do them by hand. You can really taste it.
You can really taste it. I may concur with those people that say the best cider donuts. Ellie Vaughn from Phoenix Fruit Farm in Belchertown and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.